New Zealand Disability Strategy, 2026-2030. Summary of Justice Goal and Actions. Producers note, this document shows the logo of Ministry of Disabled People, FICAHA. On the left is a QR code and underneath the words, scan for the NZSL name. This document was produced as a single audio file, primarily for blind, deafblind and low vision people, by Accessible Information and Communications Limited on the 28th of November 2025. Being a single file, navigation to different sections is not supported. More information about our production process is given at the end. In this document there are links to long website URLs. If we think a URL may be difficult to hear or remember, our approach is to set it up as a short URL in the form aicomms.nz followed by a slash in then four digits, which is much easier to hear and remember than a typical URL. When you browse to one of these URLs, your browser will automatically redirect to the original long URL. End of producer's note. New Zealand Disability Strategy, 2026-2030. Summary of Justice Goal and Actions. About the New Zealand Disability Strategy 2026-2030. The New Zealand Disability Strategy 2026-2030 is New Zealand's third disability strategy. It sets out the government's commitment to all disabled people and Taranata Whaikaha Māori, Māori disabled people. The Ministry of Disabled People FICAHA led the work on the strategy. Cabinet agreed the five priority outcome areas for the strategy. Content for the strategy was developed with input from disability groups and by working groups made up of disability community members, sector experts, and officials from relevant government agencies. Public consultation was held on a draft of the strategy, then Cabinet agreed the final version of the strategy. The strategy covers a five-year period, from 2026 to 2030, to focus government agencies on meaningful and practical actions that will drive change for disabled people and Taranata Whaikaha Māori. The strategy includes a vision and principles to set the direction for the strategy and guide work across government for disabled people. Five priority outcome areas of education, employment, health, housing and justice. Each priority outcome area has a goal and actions. A monitoring approach to measure government's progress delivering the strategy. Summaries of each part of the strategy. People who want to read the full New Zealand Disability Strategy 2026-2030 can find it here, aicomms.nz/4270. The ministry has also produced summaries of each part of the strategy for people who do not want to read the whole strategy. These summaries are vision, principles and other key information, goal and actions for education, goal and actions for employment, goal and actions for health, goal and actions for housing, goal and actions for justice. Alternate formats of the summary documents can be found on these pages. For audio, braille, easy read and large print, aicomms.nz/2559. For NZSL, aicomms.nz/6519. This document is a summary of the justice goal, how progress towards the justice goal will be measured, and the justice actions. Justice goal. The strategy has a goal for justice. The goal is, disabled people's human rights and freedoms will be protected and their disability rights will be realized. Disabled people will be treated fairly and equitably by the justice system and will be supported to meaningfully participate. Justice system policies and practices will embed accessibility, inclusion and lived experience. Measuring progress towards the justice goal. Progress on the goal for justice will be measured using these indicators. Percentage of disabled adults aged 15 years and over who experienced at least one offence in the last 12 months, age standardised. Percentage of disabled adults aged 15 years and over who had high levels of trust in the justice system, rating of 4 or 5 on a 1 to 5 scale. Average, mean, rating on a 0 to 10 scale for feelings of safety for disabled adults aged 15 years and over. Proportion of disabled adults aged 15 years and over who say they have been treated unfairly by the criminal justice system. What success in justice means. For disabled people, success in access to justice means A. All disabled people, including disabled children, young people and adults in care, are safeguarded from abuse, neglect and violence. B. The needs of disabled children and young people and their families and whānau are understood and supported early to avoid them becoming involved in the care and protection or criminal justice systems. C. For disabled children and young people who interact with the youth justice system and for adult disabled people who interact with the criminal justice system, their rights and accessibility needs are respected and upheld, and they have the right supports to transition out of those settings. D. Disabled people who are charged with an offence but are unable to stand trial are treated consistently with the New Zealand Bill of Rights Act 1990. E. The justice sector workforce will have the right skills and capabilities to uphold the rights of disabled people. This includes disability competence, deaf competence, and an understanding of supported decision making. F. Disabled parents who use the family court will have equitable access to family justice services. Justice actions. The strategy has a set of actions for justice. The actions are: 1. Implement a safeguarding framework for disabled people in long-term detention settings, such as prisons and youth justice residences and disability support services-funded residential facilities. The framework will include preventing, reporting, responding, and safely removing disabled people from abusive situations. 2. Carry out a cross-agency project to fix gaps in information about disabled people's experiences of crime. This will include disabled people in residential and secure facilities and issues like cyberbullying. 3. Develop a social investment plan for early intervention and support to reduce disabled children and young people entering the youth justice system. 4. The Law Commission has been asked to review the Criminal Procedure Mentally Impaired Persons Act 2003, CPMIP. This review is expected to look at the interface of the CPMIP with other relevant legislation, such as the Intellectual Disability Compulsory Care and Rehabilitation Act 2003 and Mental Health Compulsory Assessment and Treatment Act 1992. 5. Review, as work programs allow, protections for disabled people in family law, including adoption, guardianship, and personal property rights. Reviews will consider where stronger provisions or support are needed, supported decision-making, and using plain language in key justice sector legislation and processes. Reviewing human rights legislation, including whether additional protections against discrimination are needed, should also be considered as work programs allow. 6. Weave understanding from safeguarding approaches for disabled people into the multi-agency responses to family violence. This includes training the workforce to make sure disabled people experiencing violence and abuse receive a safe, coordinated response centered on their needs. 7. Create a plan to train the justice sector workforce so it is more disability competent, including deaf cultural competence and using MANA and trauma-informed practices. This plan will increase disabled people in the workforce and consider mandatory professional standards. Producer's note: this audio version of this document was produced on the 28th of November 2025 by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, 2/13 Upland Road, Remuera, Auckland 10050. Phone 09320-4173. Email info@aicomps.co.nz. Website www.aicomps.co.nz. This production was made using a computerized process for converting text-to-speech with a broadcast-quality human voice. Our process includes listening to the resulting speech and taking action to minimize pronunciation errors, including words in Te Reo Māori and Polynesian languages. This production is intended primarily for blind, deaf-blind and low-vision people. Feedback helps us improve the quality of our service. Please contact us to comment or raise any queries regarding our production of this document. End of document.